Joel Willans, 101 Very Finnish Problems, The Foreigner's Guide to Surviving in Finland, published by Gummerus in 2021, read by Joel Willans. For my fabulous Finnish family, Anna, Elliot, Lotti, Rita and Pekka. Preface. Strangely enough, Very Finnish Problems started life as a bet. Inspired by the brilliant Twitter account Very British Problems and the iconic internet meme First World Problems, I challenged myself to create a Facebook page with 10,000 fans which focused solely on Finland. As the co-founder of Ink Tank Media, a digital and content marketing agency, it was the perfect excuse for me to play around on the internet. And play around I did. At the time of reading, the Very Finnish Problems social channels have nearly 700,000 fans. On average, its posts reach over 9 million people a month. It's fair to say the rest of the world can't get enough of this wonderfully weird country on top of the world. But you can only go into so much detail with a Facebook post. Things like the incredible sleep-depriving power of Finnish coffee, the Finnish obsession with rules, and of course, weather that can kill you, deserve much more attention. The more I thought about it, the more I realised the best way to showcase this success and my love of Finland to the world was to take a more detailed look at some of the most telling Very Finnish Problems. While Very Finnish Problems is very much a product of the digital age, it became clear to me I needed to write a book, the result of which you are now listening to. As a Brit who's lived in Finland since 2002, I'm often asked why people are so fascinated by Finland. Well, for a start, it's relatively isolated, which means people don't generally pass through on the way to other places. Consequently, Finland's a bigger surprise and more of a mystery than other Nordic nations. Then, you have extremes of nature, climate, and certainly to the Anglosphere of culture, people, and society too. To us, Finland is an anomaly. It shouldn't work. Not only is it too cold, but it doesn't follow the uber-capitalist philosophy of the UK and US. So according to neoliberals, it should be a failing state. In fact, it works a whole lot better on a whole number of different levels and has the accolades to prove it.